experienced myself personally within these circles, I know there's a lot of people that their fruits do not show a life of Christ.
Do you have a couple hundred bucks to replace the drone you broke? I feel as Christians you should kind of do that, because that was my property and you just purposely knocked it out the air. I feel like I should kind of would like at least a couple hundred bucks to fix it. That was an expensive drone. And you just whacked it out the air.
If the police would see that, I believe they'd come after you, though. They probably would.
No, I'm allowed to fly my drone in public park.
I think they'd
I was
come
not
after
harming
you.
Anybody. Nope. I've looked up laws on that.
Okay, you may
your drone came right at my face.
It was far from your face.
It was
sorry.
Right at my face. It was so close I was able to easily hit it with my sign.
The 8-foot sign?
No. Exactly. I was able. I was easily. You whizzed it by my face once and I let it go the next time
so
it came by.
No?
I knocked it down.
Get, like, a little refund
people have card. Lost their eyeballs because of that. You need more respect for that.
So I'm like, is that a no or can I get a couple of hundred bucks for that?
No.
Because no.
No.
Really?
No.
You sure?
Don't fly to people's face.
It wasn't my face.
You need to be more concerned about the truth of God than you do about a drone.
I'm concerned about the truth of God.
No, you're not. Not acting like that, you're not.
I am, and I flew it around these guys' faces, and they didn't hit it out there.
I'll tell you what, then why don't you go fly it around their faces and keep it out of people's faces? They don't want it. Do unto others as you would have them do.
Well, you never told him you didn't want it in your face or anywhere near you.
It was near my face.
Are you sure?
We love you all.
Just give me a little refund.
We love you all. We hope that you repent.
Are you sure? I would really appreciate a little refund for that.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
No, we preach the gospel to you all day. That's how we love you. We have witnesses that say it wasn't right.
Hey, you were wrong. You were wrong.
Thank you.
I was wrong for what?
You were wrong.
Thank you.
I got a question. You might be
okay,
wrong.
I just thought I would check, because it would be nice to have a little refund.
Yeah, no,
so
sorry.
That's all right.
More hurt if someone would come fly around that
it's no big deal.
We were all standing there.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you too. Have a good day.
No, you didn't show love.
You didn't show love?
Come here for a second.
Hey,
thank you for giving a witness and a testimony. So yeah, you've seen a lot in the Anabaptist faith, but you know what that means, sir? I love you. You're my neighbor. You got to come out of it. You can't go along with it. If you do, it's going to damn your soul. You got to stand for Christ. And even if you lose everyone, you got to come out. We all had to do that. My brother had to do it. I had to come out of the world. We lost our grandchildren, our children. We lost everything for the cause of Christ. Go read Matthew 10. You must lose your life to find it in Christ.
I want to tell you. I haven't told anybody in the world besides my wife this. I have a domain that I just picked up from a friend years ago, and it's redstallion.com, okay?
Redstallion.com.
That's what
is it, sir?
It's just a domain. I just have it pulled.
You don't have nothing out there on it?
Nothing.
What are you going to do with that?
Well, someday you may see a book appear on there about the Anabaptists.
Oh. Okay. Are you going to be one of them still?
What's that?
Are you going to be one of them still? Because if you
are,
I'm more concerned about your soul, sir.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. What's your first name?
Lee.
I'm Tupos. Yeah. Would you email me?
Sure.
If you email me, I'll give you my phone number.
No,
I'd love
to
talk more to you. You seem like you might be a seeker, and I want to encourage you.
I would like to ask you, though. I have lived a sinful life in the past.
You and me both.
Okay, I have. Now, I have seen a lot of Anabaptists that are the fruit shows they're not Christians.
They're wicked, lost people.
But I also have seen a lot that I can just feel that they are dedicated.
Here's what I'll help you. Ready? Don't feel. Don't go by feelings. And don't go by their dedication. Mormons are really dedicated to their faith. They're going to lose their soul. Muslims are really dedicated to their faith. That's a false faith. You must test your doctrine by Jesus Christ, His word and His ways. And you must come out. Even if you bring me the nicest Anabaptist that's the most loving and kindest. But if he has a false gospel and he's truly not born again and he's not following all of God's ways, he's still going to lose his soul. Nice is not going to gain you the kingdom of God. You must be born of Christ and follow him in spirit and truth, okay?
Well, hey, look.
Email me.
I hear you. But look, those guys.
We saw it all day.
They're wrong.
We saw it all day. We saw it with the old men. We saw it. We see it all the time. I had people out here 2 years ago tell me, I'm going to punch you in the face. They're Anabaptists that believe in non-resistance. This is a wicked, wicked faith. And again, from the best to the worst of it, you must come out of it if you're going to find eternal life. You email me, Leah. I'd love to talk to you. We love you.
Yep.
Thank you for standing up for us.
Yep.
God be praised.
Y'all have a good trip. Wherever y'all go from here.
All over.
Hope to hear from you.
Email us. We want to hear from you.
Take care.
We'll be praying for you.